Yes, just an introduction, just a very brief introduction. Very brief introduction, very brief.
Yes, you don't have to do this.
This is just a very brief introduction, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you today about the role of sleep and dreams and some of the latest research relating to it. Okay, I shall make a start. That's all I really want to say by way of introduction.
Yes, there are some terms.
Well, they really should know everything. They really should. I know, and they really should. The second one, the first one, of course, is rapid eye movement, not the name of a band for today's purposes. And secondly, non-rapid eye movement. Nothing else, Zhuzha, really. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to start today by talking about the role of sleep and the link to sleep, that of dreams, and consider some of the latest research regarding the role of sleep and dreams. Well, our guest today used the term knackered. And if you're knackered, you really need to sleep because you are so tired. Sleep plays, of course, an enormous role in our lives. We spend a great part of our life sleeping. It should perhaps be remembered that animals, some animals that is, spend a lot more time of their lives sleeping than humans do. And indeed, broadly speaking, we can say that the smaller the animal, the more sleep it needs, particularly in winter, should the animal hibernate. Take, for example, hamsters. I'm sure some of you have or have had hamsters during your lives. And those little animals require a great deal of sleep, perhaps up to 18 or 20 hours per day, particularly during the winter. However, an elephant only needs several hours sleep a day. So from a business point of view, it would be very useful for companies to employ more elephants, because obviously they would have fewer problems with time management and stamina if they could use elephants as employees. But that's just a very flippant point. The real point I'm making is that we all know that sleep plays an important role in our life, and in turn, dreams too. Well, what are the major components of sleeping when we sleep? Well, we know that humans, as opposed to animals, go through two phases. One is rapid eye movement, REM, and the second is non-rapid eye movement, NREM, for short. There are many theories and a lot of speculation about the function and purpose of NREM. What happens when we undergo this phase of sleeping and dreaming is that there is a reduction in brain metabolic activity. Perhaps the purpose of that is that we can thereby conserve energy at some times of the day, in the same way that hibernation helps small animals during winter. Another role of NREM is that it may show that sleep has a role in allowing or facilitating the growth of new neurons in adults, and so help keep our brain and nervous systems working well. REM sleep, which incidentally accounts for some 20% of human sleep, is different from NREM sleep because the brain's metabolic activity remains high, as does its neuronal activity. During REM sleep, our eyes and extremities twitch, And this is the point at which humans are most likely to have illogical or bizarre thoughts, such as, for example, being eaten by a snake. Well, one popular theory is that REM sleep is required for the consolidation of memories. However, you should note that the obvious flaw in this proposal is that you don't have to be eaten by a big python or sit an examination at the university naked in order to have this kind of dream, thank God. In fact, to back this up, recent study suggests that only 1.4% of our dream time portrays complete experienced memories. Nevertheless, it seems likely that sleep is an important component of how memories are formed and shaped. Dreaming about newly learned material enhances its subsequent recall. However, the exact relationship between dreams and memory remains enigmatic. What is clear is that dreams stimulate reality in several intriguing ways. You could be eaten by a snake in an exact replica of your bathroom. That is, in a real... in a real, coherent environment. Indeed, it might also be possible to have a discussion with the snake's owner. Well, such ideas and such matters are still very complicated, and science is still struggling to understand them clearly. It raises the question, of course, as to what the hamster dreams about during all those hours of sleep and hibernation during the winter. Thank you very much for your time.